Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. The latest on GIPSA. We're back on that in just a moment.
The Bank of America Amateur and FedEx Open American Quarter Horse World Championship Show, an Oklahoma City favorite, is here again. From November 5th through 19th, State Fair Park is home to the world's best American Quarter Horses competing for more than $2.5 million in cash and prizes. Watch exciting events like roping, reining, jumping, halter, ranch sorting, and many more. Plus, visit the free Christmas Roundup Gift and Trade Show in two buildings. The world's largest World Championship Horse Show runs November 5th through 19th at State Fair Park in Oklahoma City and features more than 3,500 entries competing for $2.5 million in cash and prizes and 90 exciting classes. There are day and evening performances with tickets starting at just $8. Box seats, $12. Tickets for all performances are available now at alltickets.com outlets or at the door. You can also charge tickets by calling 800-511-1552. Don't miss the AQHA World Championship Show running November 5th through 19th at State Fair Park. Tickets available at tickets.com outlets or at the door. Check out the event schedule and other show activities at AQHA.com. Don't miss it.
The conference report for agricultural appropriations for fiscal year 2012 includes language instructing USDA to stop any work on the so-called GIPSA marketing rule for the marketing of livestock. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack believes that's unfortunate that the Congress has elected to go this route to try to dictate to USDA what to do.
As it relates to the GIPSA language, you know, the process, the way it is designed, is for Congress to essentially pass legislation, as they did with the passage of the Packers and Stockyards Act many years ago, and with the passage of the 2008 Farm Bill. The combination of those two pieces of legislation basically encourages and empowers the USDA to ensure a fair marketplace. As I traveled around the country with Attorney General Holder and others, listening to the concerns expressed by producers around the country, it became obvious to me that we obviously needed to do more in this area in order to ensure fair markets. We made a proposal, and as is always the case, that proposal was available for comment. 66,000 people weighed in, and we always learn from those comments. It's no secret we sent a proposal to OMB that represented a first step in the finalization of that process. It was focused on the 2008 Farm Bill definitions. It was focused in part on a fairer system for poultry producers who we heard loudly and clearly in Alabama, deep concerns about the system. The hope is always in this process that that both sides, both the executive branch and the legislative branch, will respect the process. You know, that was the hope. If we are in fact being prevented from carrying out our responsibilities, that's an unfortunate circumstance, but we will do whatever we can do, whatever Congress allows us and authorizes us to do, to ensure as best we can fair markets. I would be remiss if I didn't suggest that we will be disappointed if we cannot respond to the concerns that have been expressed by producers across the country. But we're going to continue to work at it and continue to try to do the best job we can to enforce the Packers and Stockyards Act. And would just simply point out that it's been 70 years since there's been meaningful evaluation and changes to the Packers and Stockyards Act. And I think there are a lot of producers around the country who feel that that's many, many years too many.
A lot of folks in the cattle industry breathe a sigh of relief that for now anyway, USDA will not work further on the competitive injury aspect of the GIPSA rule that has yet to be offered up as a potential rule by USDA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The Oklahoma Beef Council wants you to know what your beef checkoff dollars are doing. Here's Baxter Black.
These days, not everyone is on the same page when it comes to understanding the great things about beef and beef production. This is Baxter Black here to remind you that your beef checkoff dollars tell a positive story about beef and correct misinformation spread by those who may not have all the facts. Learn more about how your checkoff sets the record straight by visiting mybeefcheckoff.com. Paid for by the Beef Checkoff.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.